Good morning. It's Maz for Breakfast on Albany 783 Triple M, and we're catching up with the author of The Wellness Puzzle and wellness coach, Andrew Jobling, this morning. Good morning, Andrew. Now, my question for you is, you've been in the wellness industry for over 3 decades. What's your advice to people who have been on their health journey for a while? What's your advice for them to keep sticking to it and finding motivation?
Yes, Maz, and look, the big question, I think, on everyone's lips around health and wellbeing is, how do I stick to it? How do I maintain it? And we have spoken about creating habits, so I'm not going to necessarily talk in too much detail about that, but I will give a personal example. When I was playing football many, many years ago, and, you know, it was pretty intense, you know, in season, the physical training is intense. And so what I would do is, you get to the end of the footy season and you just go, right, that's it, I'm going to do nothing for a month or 2 months before I start a pre-season again. Yeah. And what I found was that it was just so hard. You know, a month or 2 months off where you're really not focused on the consistency or looking after yourself, it just makes when you do start so much harder. And I remember making a decision, this is many, many years ago, a decision that that's it, I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to keep going because I want to feel good. I always want to be fit. I always want to feel good. I just decided that's it. I don't take time off. I keep training now. I vary my level of intensity, obviously, but I'm consistently exercising, and really, okay, I've held true to that for over 30 years, and I train 5-6 times a week, and that training is now just habitual for me. I don't think about it. I just get up. You've got to get to that point where you decide, you make a decision that I want to be fit and healthy forever. I don't want it to be just, you know, for an event or because I think I should, and go through that horrible process of starting again every time. I mean, for me, the thought of starting again was so painful that I kept going.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that, Andrew. I haven't been back to F45 for a bit, and the thought of starting again pretty much from scratch is quite daunting.
Yeah, totally daunting. And so therefore, the answer to solve that problem that people have of getting started is, don't, stay going. Then you'll never have to worry about getting started again. And I think that's all you've got to do. You've got to have a reason to decide, yep, I'm going to make this something that I do, a lifestyle choice for me, not if I feel like it or if the weather's good or if I've got an event that I need to get in shape for. I will make it something, who I am, what I do, this is me. I'm exercising, I'm eating well because my life's important, my family's important, the things I want are important, and I do not want to keep starting because starting is painful.
So painful. Andrew, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for yours this morning.
Thanks, Maz.
Andrew Jobling, the author of The Wellness Puzzle and wellness coach there, here on Albany 783 Triple M.